Following is a class given by His Divine Grace, Bhakti Sundar Govinda Maharaj, August 6th, 1994, on the occasion of the disappearance day of His Divine Grace, Bhakti Wakak Srila Sridhardev Goswami Maharaj, Seva Ashram.
Namo Mahavadannaya Krishna Prima Pradayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Nam Gurati Ji Nama. My dear honorable God brothers and sisters, respected ladies and gentlemen, beloved children, I bow down to all the Vaishnavas first, and my respect to all you all. Today is disappearance day of our Guru Maharaj, Om Vishnupad Srila Bhakti Rakhak Sridhar Dev Goswami. You know about Haridas Thakur's disappearance. Mahaprabhu himself said, Haridas chilo prithivir shiromani taha vina ratna sunna hailo medini. Haridas Thakur was the crown jewel of the world. And after his disappearance, the world lost their crown jewel. It is very appropriate for disappearance of Srila Guru Maharaj also. We will see, after Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Guru Maharaj holding that chair of Acharya of Rupanuga Sampradaya, and everybody giving so much respect to him that way. We are thinking position, but all the Vaishnava society not thinking their own position. They are thinking their guru's position. What is their position of guru? And when they know Yavar Gurudev given charge to Srila Bhakti Rakhak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj as Rupanuga Acharya, they are giving all respect to him, and that way they are seeing position of Srila Guru Maharaj. Guru Maharaj considering everybody his friend. It was his nature. We have seen this so junior devotee who have seen Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur once or twice, maybe in his life, and always serving the mat, staying in several centers. That time was 64 centers of Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur in India. They are living in that center. Maybe yearly once they can come to Mayapur, or may not come. And once maybe Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur went there, that center. But they are serving very happily in his preaching center, but they are so junior. Even Guru Maharaj when was junior, that time also. Guru Maharaj first time when joined, before joining Guru Maharaj have got much association of Srila Saraswati Thakur. But after joining in his mission, Guru Maharaj sent by Saraswati Thakur to preach, go to Delhi, go to Kurukshetra, go to Ambala, Go Naimisharanya, And South India, they are Bombay, Karachi, Madras, Kabul, Rajahmundry, Guntur, Karnataka, Banaras, everywhere. But they was principal disciple of Saraswati Thakur. And for that they are always coming, going, that was their position. But when engaged on service in Madras, when Guru Maharaj sent to Madras for serving Saraswati Thakur's desire, there he will try to make one center, preaching center. Madras is very valuable place, and there are so many learned pandits, Sanskrit pandit, and Guru Maharaj knows very well Sanskrit. For that, he made leader Guru Maharaj and sent to Madras and sent for making their center. There was very nice history, life history. Once Guru Maharaj, for making that center, he borrowed some money, loan. He had done some loan, and he was afraid to tell Srila Saraswati Thakur, that is, he make loan for making center, and maybe Saraswati Thakur will be angry. But he must inform his Gurudev. Then he wrote a letter to Prabhupada, Prabhupada, we have no other way without borrowing some money, then I shall take some loan somewhere. Excuse me, my offences, etc., etc. And Prabhupada, Saraswati Thakur gave an answer, so nice answer. I am so fortunate that I have got disciple like you all. That is, you are given not only your present, not given your past, you are giving your future for the service to Krishna. You have done loan, that is, you will pay that loan, no doubt. That is your future life also. For the service to Krishna, you borrowed that money.
Committed your future.
Committed. Then I am feeling so fortunate that I have got disciple like you all. That time there was Sripad Bhan Maharaj, Sripad Gosai Maharaj also, sometimes joining Madhav Maharaj and Guru Maharaj. And Bombay party, they are Madhav Maharaj, Guru Maharaj, Gosai Maharaj, and our beloved Swami Maharaj. That time he was Grihastha, and he arranging everything there for preaching in Bombay. But this way Guru Maharaj, they preach all over India. But who have not seen Prabhupada, maybe 3-4 times in their life, but when they are coming to Guru Maharaj, Guru Maharaj embracing them and telling, oh Prabhu, come. I can remember one disciple, Ghanashyam Prabhu, still now in Navadvip, Prabhupada's disciple. A few days ago I have got some
news.
He gave his mart in my name in Navadvip, Sarupganj. He has some mart, and he requested me last time, Yo Maharaj, I am seeing only you are our hope. If you take my mart, house, I shall be happy. I think so he gave, but who gave, not written. Written Sarupganj, there is one godbrother of Guru Maharaj, he gave. He is living in Sarupganj, I think he gave. And I told him, Prabhu, what shall I do with building? I have no manpower, which I shall manage your mart. And that time I told, I not shown, I agreed. But I told, if I can serve your holy feet, I shall be very happy, no doubt. But which way I shall manage, I do not know. That way expression may be given. That Ghanashyam Prabhu also, very junior devotee that time he was. And like him, many coming, and another living in Navadvip. He also, few days ago, when I am coming west, he came to show his divine form to me in our mart. Parampada Prabhu, his name is Parampada Prabhu. And he also wants to give his house to me. And what shall I do? I do not know. I have no manpower actually. But they all was that time very junior devotee of Prabhupada. But they are getting much nourishment when they are coming to Srila Guru Maharaj. That was Guru Maharaj's nature. And they are coming for paying their heartfelt respect to Guru Maharaj. And Guru Maharaj always giving much respect to them. That's I have seen. And big, big personalities, and no question for that. That is, they took sannyas from Guru Maharaj. That is the identification about Guru Maharaj. They Guru Maharaj junior of them, like Sripad Keshav Maharaj. Keshav Maharaj is more senior than Guru Maharaj. Narsingh Maharaj more senior than Guru Maharaj. Gosai Maharaj more senior than Bhagavad Maharaj, Acharya Maharaj, Paramahansa Maharaj, all senior than Guru Maharaj. But all senior devotee, when they are thinking we shall take sannyas, they are coming to Guru Maharaj and taking sannyas from Guru Maharaj. And what for? Their expression, the Prabhupada given charge as a Rupanuga Sampradaya Acharya to Guru Maharaj, and if they will take sannyas mantram from Guru Maharaj, they must enter into the line of Srila Guru Maharaj. That means Rupanuga line they must get, the line of Rupanuga. Srila Swami Maharaj Prabhupada also came to take sannyas from Guru Maharaj, but Guru Maharaj was his very close family friend. And Guru Maharaj said to Srila Swami Maharaj, if you take sannyas, then your family will blame me so much. And what arrangement I shall do for your family? I have no money. Then you wait 6 months, go out from your family, and I shall see the situation, what going on in your family. Then you take sannyas from me. But Swami Maharaj do not want to wait. He said, no Maharaj, immediate I shall take sannyas and go out. Then Guru Maharaj said, it will be very heavy for me if I give sannyas to you, that you can take sannyas from Keshav Maharaj. There is my mantram. Same thing, and you are my god brother, you have no problem. From anywhere you can take that. But you take sannyas from Keshav Maharaj, then our line will be set. And he went to take sannyas from Keshav Maharaj to maybe Vrindavan, no? He took sannyas, Mathura, that means Vrindavan. We are telling Mathura, Vrindavan is same. Anyhow, and why? That is, they knows a Guru Maharaj, he is in charge of Rupanuga Sampradaya. At least they will give respect to Guru Maharaj, then they will proceed some way. May not take sannyas or may take sannyas, that is not question actually. They taken their own satisfaction, for their own satisfaction taken sannyas. But if not will take sannyas, that's also no problem. They are existing in the line of Rupanuga Sampradaya. Everybody existing in the line of Rupanuga Sampradaya. That is, Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur is dear, very dear, most of Rupa Goswami. But there are some, what do you call it, etiquette and another English, anyhow.
Courtesy? Courtesy?
Courtesies. Why we are taking Guru Guru is necessary, formalities. At least we are keep our formality. When Dhruva Maharaj, he have done much tapasya, Narayan wants to show him, but Narayan said to Narada, Narada, he is not initiated. Then which way he will see me? Formality, courtesy, you give initiation to him. Then he can see me happily. And that is necessary. Our Vaishnava religion is very nice religion. That is, we are giving respect to everybody, not only Vaishnava. Mahaprabhu said, give respect to everybody. Then your enemy not will grow anyway. Everybody needs some respect or fame. That's called pratishtha. If you give pratishtha before, then they will ignore you. Oh, he is not my group in enemy. Then they will not see you. And giving respect to others, honor to others, it is Mahaprabhu's conception. If he wants to proceed happily in the line of Krishna consciousness, you must give respect to everybody. Even in his Trinadapi Shloka, said, Amanina Manodena, who have no respect. Actually, who not will get respect as his behavior, as his position.
Who doesn't deserve respect.
Yes, but you are practitioner of Krishna consciousness, you must give respect to him. What loss for that? Some Digvijay Pandit come to Rupa Goswami and wants to defeat Rupa Goswami, that is, he heard Rupa Goswami is great Pandit living in Vrindavan. And he wants to conquer through his Panditva
learning.
Learning.
Through scholarship.
Yes. He wants to defeat every Pandit. He come to Rupa Goswami and said, oh, Rupa Goswami, we heard you are great Pandit. I want to
debate with
you. Rupa Goswami thinking what necessary. He told, after debating, what you need. Yes, if you defeated by me, you must give me certificate, yeah, you are defeated. Then Rupa Goswami said, give your paper, please. I am giving that certificate. I am defeated by you. And he given. He wants to avoid that type of situation. Anyhow,
waste of time,
he is thinking. And for that, Rupa Goswami given. The Mahaprabhu said, give honor to everybody. And Guru Maharaj, I have seen, always giving honor to everybody. Even I do not want to mention, but it is good to mention to you all. Yeah, the ISKCON Acharyas, new Acharyas, they have done some misunderstanding. They have something about Guru Maharaj. And somebody very enthusiastic and given some abusement also, maybe like that, I do not know, but offended anyway. Make offense to Guru Maharaj. They are feeling, Guru Maharaj is not feeling that, but they are feeling it is our offense to do something.
They admitted that.
Then one day, the Acharyas all, except one, all came, and one cannot come. That is, he was in Bombay. And he wrote a letter also, apologized letter. And personally they come, and when they apologized to Guru Maharaj, Guru Maharaj said, no, you have no offense to me. And Guru Maharaj embraced everybody and crying. We have seen, you was there, Maharaj, that day?
No.
Guru Maharaj embraced everybody and crying, you are my son. Why I shall take offense from you? Why you are thinking I have taken offense to you? It is not true. My full affection with you, and I am giving you, if you have any pain in your mind, remove it. That way Guru Maharaj has given embracement to everybody. I have seen that. And that was the expression of Guru Maharaj. When any of his godbrother feeling some trouble, he is always thinking which way he will get relief from that trouble. Srila Swami Maharaj's one letter with me, still it is in my... still it is with me, and that letter Swami Maharaj wrote, some of his godbrother, against him doing many things and preaching many things, but you know my intention. You told me, make one mart in Mayapur. I do not want to go Mayapur that time. You told, you purchased land, Mayapur, and given me the documents. And now they are going against of me and not listening, and they cannot understand what I am going to do there. They do not know what I can do now. But only they will hear from you and not hear from anybody. Then you please arrange to stop their activities. That letter with me still. And Guru Maharaj said, if it is Govinda Maharaj, you go and see them and tell them not to go against of Swami Maharaj. He will, Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur said, all the bricks here is golden brick, and Swami Maharaj is going to do that, make that. That golden temple he is going to make there. And why they are going against of him? And I shall be very unhappy again. They will proceed in that line. And not only that, Guru Maharaj said, you do connection with our lawyer and Sarva Bhavan Prabhu and Charushami. Which way they will purchase the land, there is selling difficulty, 18 bigas of land, that means 6 acres only one man can keep with garden. Then which way it will be possible, big mission to make there, then you would send him to our lawyer. And I sent them through Haricharan Prabhu. Haricharan Prabhu looking after our that department. And they have got much nourishment through that. And now maybe 1,000 acres land they have got there. Several society. Our lawyer is very intelligent. Anyhow, we have seen the mood of service of Srila Guru Maharaj. He is helping everybody. In different type of mentality of godbrothers of Guru Maharaj, but he is harmonizing with everybody. One type of mentality I have seen, Srila Paramahansa Maharaj, he was very dear to Saraswati Thakur also. He is sleeping, in Saraswati Thakur's room. Saraswati Thakur sleeping in the bed and he is sleeping floor, and some talking going with him, that Paramahansa Maharaj. When he took sannyas from Guru Maharaj, before also that, his nature, he is not giving to anybody his personal service. He always taking his bedding in his head, not taking help of rickshaw, a man riding rickshaw, he is not taking that help. He is coming from Navadvip station with his bedding, taking his head by walk to our mart. That was his nature, and not giving one farthing bhiksha to anybody. And Guru Maharaj giving bhiksha to anybody, who will ask him something, seeing Guru Maharaj begging, Guru Maharaj giving 5 paise or 10 paise or 1 rupee as he had. But Paramahansa Maharaj not giving one farthing to anybody. I ask one day Paramahansa Maharaj, Maharaj, what is this? You are kind to everybody, and they are beggar. They have, somebody have no leg, somebody have no eyes, blind, begging some paise. You have 1 paise also. You can give 1 paise. Why you are not giving? And Paramahansa Maharaj said me, if I give him 1 paise, it for taking back that result, may possible I shall come back again here. I shall take birth for his paises return to take. To take return my gift, I must take again birth. But I do not want to take again birth. Then I am not communicating with anybody that way. I do not want to take from anybody anything. Then reaction not will come to me. And for the reaction we are suffering so much in this mundane. Then again, we do not want to open my account that way. That type of God-brother was Paramahansa Maharaj. Acharya Maharaj was, he maybe 20 years, he chanting 3 lakhs of name, 20 years in Vrindavan. And one day in a week, he is going for Madhukari Bhiksha. And one day he is collecting some roti, maybe 20 or 30 roti, and keeping that roti in window. And that dry climate, all roti dried. And every day he is taking 2 roti, putting in the water. A little warm water or hot water. Morning putting, and noontime it's going very soft. And that he is taking with some buttermilk. That was his life. 20 years. We cannot believe it. maybe. Yes. Acharya Maharaj, his name was Gauridas Pandit. He was first scholar in Chaitanya Math institution, Vidyapit. Abhidharan Vidyapit or something, name was, I forgot now.
Like college.
Sanskrit college was Saraswati Thakur, and he was the first man who passed examination Sanskrit, Gauridas, Brahmachari. Sai Kabba, Bhakaran, etc. he read. Then after disappearance of Saraswati Thakur, he went to Vrindavan. And he is doing bhajan there, to staying in Kamavan. And Krishnadas Babaji also, staying in Nandagram, their Pavan Sarovar. And they both was very competition they have. Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj also, every day taking 3 lakhs Harinam, doing, and that Gauridas Brahmachari, he is also doing 3 lakhs chanting Harinam and staying. But he was more than Krishnadhar Babaji, austerity, his austerity. Krishnadhar Babaji Maharaj coming sometimes in Navadvip, sometimes Mayapur, staying with Guru Maharaj, keeping some communication with his god brothers. And Gauridas Pandit never coming to Navadvip. When he went to Kamyaban and stayed there, and that way he's spending his lifetime, putting every day 2 or 3 rotis in the hot water, then going it is soft, with some buttermilk he's taking.
No sleeping.
Huh? No sleeping. Both are no sleeping. Krishnadhar Babaji Maharaj also not. A week going for begging some madhukari, some roti, and drying that roti in window, and putting every day 2 or 3 rotis in the hot water, and going it is soft, with some buttermilk he is taking.
No sleeping.
Huh? No sleeping. Both are no sleeping. Krishnadhar Babaji Maharaj also not sleeping. And lastly, Krishnadhar Babaji Maharaj told us, I cannot compete with him. After so long, Krishnadhar Babaji Maharaj said, I cannot compete with him. That is, still he is not sleeping, but sometimes I am sleeping. And his vairagya, renunciation, was incomparable with anybody. His name was Gauridas Brahmachari, Pandit Gauridas Brahmachari. And later, after 20 or 25 years maybe, I am very poor in the mathematics.
History.
History, mathematics. History I know, but mathematics, how many years? That's, I am so, always missing that, and forgive my offense for that. But it is true, after so long, maybe 25 years, that Gauridas Pandit come to Guru Maharaj and told Maharaj, now I have got inspiration from Prabhupada, I shall take sannyas. Till he was brahmachari and he is doing that regular, his bhajan life, but he come to Guru Maharaj and told, I said, I want to take sannyas, and sannyas from you. Prabhupada given me that inspiration. Then Guru Maharaj given his sannyas, and he took sannyas and have got name Acharya Maharaj, Bhakti Desik Acharya. Again he gone to Vrindavan and doing bhajan there. Before his cloth was white, and after sannyas, but cloth is very short, but saffron he took. And that way we have seen many of God brothers so much respect giving to Guru Maharaj. Not only that, I have seen when Guru Maharaj walking in Baranda, they are not crossing that ground. They are going from
around,
down.
Around. Going around.
Around, but not going in front of Guru Maharaj. That is, they are thinking, Prabhupada given him that respect and we must give that respect to him. That is their feelings. Who will do Hari Bhajan, feelings must will come that way. And we are fortunate that that Guru Maharaj's association we have got, then we are seeing everybody some good qualities always. We are not seeing any bad quality of Vaishnavas. They are doing bad, we know it is bad, but we are thinking it is my bad fortune that situation come in my front for testing me. Not for him, it is for me. It is Krishna testing me I am seeing bad quality with him. It is test of Krishna wants to make me purified. Make me purify.
Purify me.
That is a vision Guru Maharaj has given to us. And we think everybody will get that vision, then Krishna will be happy, they will get benefit, their spiritual life. Who have no fault? I am telling always this. And why? Only this cause. Who have no fault? That is, we are living within faulty ground. Then fault is very easy for us. But what is good quality, we must see that. Manimaya mandire, manimaya mandira madhye, pasyati pipilika chidram. We are not ant, always we shall see where is hole. We are human, not ant. And we have that capacity to see everybody's qualities and qualification, good qualities and good qualification. Not to see their hole, where is hole? Like ant always searching where is hole. Maybe that temple is a golden temple. But he wants to stay there and looking some hole. And Guru Maharaj said, Miss Mayo, one scholar, researcher, went to India for learning something philosophy, but then he abused much Indian culture or something. But Mahatma Gandhi, he said, Miss Mayo is a drain inspector. He came to India for inspecting the drain, not the wealth of India. Drain inspector. We heard from Guru Maharaj. So at least we not will be drain inspector. Everywhere some beauty, everywhere some charm. It is by the mercy of Krishna. If we will try, we can see that. Then why we will lose our mood of devotion? Devotional mood always seeing everywhere goodness. And that we have seen in Guru Maharaj's character. Always he is giving much respect to the Vaishnavas. Even he is anti of Vaishnavism. He also giving much respect, getting much respect from Guru Maharaj. One man was very anti of Srila Saraswati Thakur in Navadvip. He is living in Tegoripara. And he arranged for throwing the stone to Vaishnavas when Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur doing Parikrama, Navadvip Dham Parikrama. They are attacked. The Parikrama Bhakta, they attacked by that Brahmin. And Brahmins have big gunda, group. And all the Jati Goswamis and the Brahmins, they together, and all the Pandit also, not all Pandit, many, but he was the head of the all Pandit. And he was so learned, vast learned. India government given him respect. And that man was great enemy of Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. But we have seen lastly what happened. Guru Maharaj in that zone where that Pandit living, not so far from here to maybe our top of the hill, Guru Maharaj makes Chaitanya Sarasvata Math. And that Pandit first abusing Guru Maharaj. It is natural, but Guru Maharaj's previous position was so high, that is, he born also in Pandit family. And they was leaders of the society, Pandit society. Guru Maharaj's father, Guru Maharaj's grandfather, the society leader. And after Guru Maharaj also very pious and Brahmin and learned, then he cannot defeat through character, but he is abusing Vaishnava, etc. Then lastly Guru Maharaj met with him and he tried to debate with Guru Maharaj but cannot be successful. And every time he is trying to create something disturbance, but in presence of Guru Maharaj he cannot do anything. That is that all the Brahmin family, they also relative of Guru Maharaj. And where he is living, there also all Brahmins are relative of Guru Maharaj. Then he cannot do externally wrong. And finally what happened? That Brahmin one day have got some sense, good sense back. And he have seen the Guru Maharaj is Mahapurush and his position is so high, like that. He feel in dream or some way. Then one day he come to Guru Maharaj and apologize. I have done wrong against Saraswati Thakur, I am trying to do wrong against you also. But now I have got sense back. You are not ordinary Vaishnava, you are Mahapurush. And what offense I have done, please forgive my offenses. He was senior than Guru Maharaj by age. And Guru Maharaj, very sober, he told, no, you have no offense to me, but you have done offense to Saraswati Thakur, it is true. And Prabhupada, Saraswati Thakur will bless you, like that, Guru Maharaj said. But that man not feel so peace in his heart. Then he was in bed, sick. And lastly he told to Krishnamayi Didi, Krishnamayi Didi also his relative, told to Krishnamayi Didi, any way can you give some prasadam of Sridhar Maharaj to me, then I shall get relief. If you can give prasadam of Sridhar Maharaj, if I eat, then my offense will go out. And Krishnamayi given that to that man, that Pandit. And he was martyr and against of Srila Saraswati Thakur, against of Guru Maharaj. But Guru Maharaj never shown his anger with anybody. Somebody come, I have done little wrong, and 100 of people come to beat me in Chaitanya Saraswati Math. And Guru Maharaj said, you stay with me. Not to go down. I want to go down for fighting with them. But Guru Maharaj said, not to go, you stay with me here. And some anti-group leader, when they are searching, where is Govinda Maharaj, where is Govinda Maharaj, and sound Guru Maharaj can identify. And Guru Maharaj said, oh Kalidas Babu, I am so fortunate that today I have seen you here in Chaitanya Saraswati Math as enemy form. But I am always thinking when he will come to see me as my friend. But anyhow I am not looking you as my friend, but fortunate that today I have seen maybe as enemy form. Please come up. That was his mood. Then Kalidas Babu was very shy. And he told, It is our own mart, it is our own mart. Why you are quarreling with Govinda Maharaj? I shall make some peace. Then with 5, 6 he come upstairs to meet with Guru Maharaj. And Guru Maharaj give some good nourishment to them. And I cannot wait. I make some offense with that man also. It was offense, no doubt, but I cannot control my anger. Then I told that man, no doubt I have done some offense, but it is I do not want to be more longer. What you need from me, you need, I shall take apology to you.
Apologize to you.
I shall apologize to you, you need it. Then I am apologizing to take your hand. And I am going to take your hand, his hand, and Guru Maharaj said, no, not that way. If it is question of apology, both you are do that. He will also apologize to you, and you will apologize to him. And that man thinking it is very prestige.
Loss of prestige.
He come to beat me.
Now he will apologize.
And apologize, it is very difficult for him. Then he told, no, not necessary to apologize. I am happy, like that. Guru Maharaj harmonized. Guru Maharaj thinking, I am Govinda Maharaj, if I take apology from him, then mart prestige will be little down. And for that he told, no, one side apology is not good. If he wants to compromise that way, then both you take apology. And that one thinking, I come for beating, and now apology, it is not possible. And that one said, no, not necessary, I am happy. Then I took his hand and told, you are happy, which way I shall understand? Something give me. And he told, what he want? That time Srila Swami Maharaj will leave. He will come from America and I am arranging something. He will leave that house, blue house. I told, through your land I want to take electric light from this mart. You give permission, then I shall be very happy. Oh, doesn't matter, you can do that as you like. And that's happened. We have seen, actually Guru Maharajas have no enemy, but group of enemies of our society, they are living, and Guru Maharaj friend of all that group. And through that position, it was possible that time to compromise. The two party fighting in the high court, one party Bagbajar, another party Mayapur. Two party fighting, 12 years gone, and not coming solution. Then two party leader sent some persons, the Sridhar Maharaj, you take middle position, you are always holding that. You can make some compromise. And now you will see one party holding 32 mart and another party holding 32 mart's management. That done by Guru Maharaj. That is, he have no real enemy. Actually, they are holding two groups, Guru Maharaj supporting one group, half maybe. And another party thinking Guru Maharaj is not supporting their party. But they are not thinking his enemy. And lastly, Guru Maharaj make compromise very hardly. It was very difficult to make compromise, that is, nobody hearing anything. Both parties very strong. But it's have done. Lastly, they said, what Sridhar Maharaj will say, we shall accept. When Guru Maharaj said, it is true, then I shall go. Then they said, yes, what he will say, we shall accept. Then Guru Maharaj knows all the mot's position and what is what. Then Guru Maharaj said, one party will get whole Bengal except Bagbajar Gauri mot. And who will take Bagbajar Gauri mot? In Bengal he not will get any mot. Then Bagbajar Gauri mot equal to other all mot in Bengal. Within the Chaitanya mot, Jogpit, etc. Who will take? First priority I am giving to Vasudeva Prabhu, he will say. That is, it is under control of him all. Then he can choose what he will take. If he will take Bagbajar Gauri mot, then he will leave all the Bengal mot. And Vasudeva Prabhu wants to take the Bagbajar Gauri mot. Then Kunja Babu have got all the Bengal mot. And Madras Gauri mot equal to Buddha, Allahabad or Banaras or Delhi or Bombay, like that. That Guru Maharaj make divide. And lastly also, very difficulty arise through Goswami Maharaj. If anybody will give objection, not possible to make it. And Goswami Maharaj with papers ready to give the objection in the High Court. Then Guru Maharaj said to Kunja Babu and Sambhidananda Das, you go there and took feet of Goswami Maharaj. He is Brahmin, he must be melted. No other way. Then they both gone and took feet. Then Guru Maharaj said, oh Goswami, Goswami Maharaj, Guru Maharaj is telling Goswami, oh Goswami, after 12 years it is going to take solution. And why you will be like objection? Why you will give objection? That way, when Guru Maharaj said to Goswami Maharaj, Goswami Maharaj, take back his paper. Then judge signed it. Anyhow, we have seen the character of Guru Maharaj, always trying to harmonize with everybody. Even he is very bad man, but he is also respecting Guru Maharaj, like his honorable guru. We are living, you do not know, we are living in the zone of communist and terrorist communist zone, where all is murderer. That is Naxal, you heard name or not, Naxal group, very dangerous group. We are living in that zone, but by the mercy of Guru Maharaj, we have not got any problem from them. They are walking around our mot, not inside coming to make any disturbance. In the time of Guru Maharaj, that was.
When we went to India the first time, to Bengal, in 71, those Naxals, they were killing about 40, 50 people every day in
Bengal. Yes, yes. In the front of our road, they are killing daytime, 8 o'clock. Guru Maharaj walking, and Guru Maharaj have seen killing. Guru Maharaj cannot identify that his vision, eye vision was not so clear. But everybody knows Guru Maharaj is walking, and they are avoiding that part. And that time that Muslim man going, passing, and Naxal killing him. But that type of dangerous boys also never done anything wrong in our mot. And why? That is influence of Guru Maharaj. Everybody respecting him like that. And for his quality, and Guru Maharaj said, you must be humble, tolerant, And if you give honor to others, you will see no difficulty will arise in your mot. That way, he born in Hapania, you know, the Hapania place, who went to Navadvip. I am trying to take him Hapania. That is, Guru Maharaj always telling, it is your mot. And I am feeling also that Hapania is my mot. Guru Maharaj not will make in his birthplace any mot, then I must make that. And he not will claim that mot for him. Automatically it is coming to me. And I am taking everybody that Hapania. Guru Maharaj's father's name was Upendra Chandra Vidyaratna, mother's was Gauri Devi. And Guru Maharaj born Bhartya Veer Chandra Prabhu, Nityananda Prabhu's son, that day he born in Hapania, in that family. And family was that time very exalted, Pandit family. Also rich. That time Guru Maharaj's family was rich. And his childhood, he have got so good Pandit's association in his family. That is, he grown with Sanskrit literature.
Associated
with Sanskrit literature. What is English?
That's correct. Natural.
And natural Sanskrit knowledge he have got. It is his family knowledge. When he is reading, and he have got in his life double promotion twice in school life. Double promotion. You know double promotion?
Skip the grade.
Reading in class 6 and got promotion in class 8, like that. And twice he have got double promotion. And always he stood first in school life, and matric, Guru Maharaj, high first class, have got in matric, and that time he have no mathematics.
Mathematics?
Without mathematics.
Matriculation.
And when he read IA, intermediate, that time he took mathematics, and there also he have got first class. And when he read BA, that time without reading, he passed BA examination in first class.
That's the story when he would look at the paper and he couldn't see anything.
That time was his full renounce mentality. He do not want to read the books of college. And his friends living with him in the hostel, and friends was very unhappy. We met with that friends, and friends telling to Guru Maharaj, you read something, otherwise which way you will pass your examination? Guru Maharaj said, I do not want to pass my examination. What will do after passing examination?
What's the use of that?
Useless this education, like that. But they was very unhappy, and many good friend was there. Then lastly they arranged, you please give us permission, we shall read a book in your room and you will be there. And Guru Maharaj said, if it is strong desire of you all, then you can read in my room.
You don't have to study, we will study and be silent.
We shall study, we shall read our book.
You will hear that.
We only stay there. Hear or not to hear, you stay there.
Be there in the room.
Be there in the room. And Guru Maharaj accepted. And Guru Maharaj, when given examination, Guru Maharaj said, I cannot see the paper, all white, the question paper. I am seeing all question paper is white. Then what shall I write it? And his friends also was side by side, some. And friends told, oh, Ramendra Babu, Ramendra, you are not writing anything. And Guru Maharaj said, I cannot see the question paper, which way I shall write. I am seeing all busy, and no letter I can see. Then they gave some nourishment, some water to Guru Maharaj's eyes. And yeah. Then Guru Maharaj said, yes, I can see now something. He gave examination, and first class he have got. So strong merit he have.
He passed.
Huh?
He passed the examination.
Yeah.
And the other who studied failed.